Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord, my God, I thank you for the healing of my mind by your Spirit and by your word. I'm grateful to you, Almighty God, and I sincerely thank you for the healing of my mind by your Spirit and by your word. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please deny those who hate me the power to hurt me in any way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, as for those who hate me, you know them, please deny them the power to hurt me in any way. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 26 and 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. From the New Living Translation, NLT, I read, and don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Full stop. Praise God. If, as genuine children of God, we are going to be peacemakers, we should start in our homes. If there will be peace in our streets, in our towns, cities, in our countries, in our continents, that peace must spill from our homes. And guess what? Peace in my home depends on me and on me alone. Yes, it depends on me. Just me, cooperating with the Holy Spirit by obeying the Word of God. In the same way, peace in your home depends on you. I'm talking about the Christian you, the godly you. And please do not ask, what about my husband? What about my wife? God has not sent you to go and preach at your wife or to go and preach at your husband. No. Never go to your husband or to your wife and say, have you forgotten? Didn't you hear what workers with God said yesterday? That you should be unoffendable? Don't do that. Don't go to your wife, don't go to your husband and say, have you forgotten what pastor said last Sunday? Don't do that. It is me God is speaking to at that time. It is you God is admonishing, saying, do not let anger control you. Do not let your unstable temper and mood control you. Many people behave as if getting moody or getting angry is their birthright. It is wrong. Relationships have been broken and homes have been destroyed by anger. Through anger, the devil gains a foothold. And with a foothold, he builds a stronghold. May that not happen in your home and in my home, in the name of Jesus Christ. Many of us will not literally entertain the devil in our homes. But when we get angry and remain angry, we invite and lavishly entertain the devil. In one day of anger, people destroy the peace that has existed for days, weeks, months, and years. Let us learn to overlook many trivial things and faults at home. Let us learn to be overlookers so that we don't become funeral undertakers. Let us be peace lovers, peacemakers, and peacekeepers as we await the Prince of Peace who is coming as our Savior. Don't let us be like people who it is only when they are dead, when they are being buried, that they will be singing Bishop Bickersgate hymn, peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. Anyone who does not live in peace cannot rest in peace. Let us follow peace with all men. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you because you are Yahweh Shalom, the Lord our peace, and Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Help us to follow peace with all men. Help us to take the initiative always. Help us to be like you, to obey you, and to be godly. as we wait for the coming of our Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.